Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. How may I help you today, please?
Crystal, I got an email last night about a Dyson over Home Depot, and my credit card was charged to Quality Well Nest Trends for $59.89. This was fraudulent, and I want to make sure this is canceled.
Okay, can we start with your zip code, please?
16648.
And your first and last name, please?
First name is Perry, P-E-R-R-Y-C-O-R-L-E.
And your address, please, sir?
1105 Allegheny Street, Hollidaysburg, PA.
Yes, sir. I did locate an account. It looks like it was going to be for the Bite Sub, an app that gives you healthy recipes to eat better and to feel better, but the charges were declined and did not go through.
Okay, well, I need to make sure this is canceled.
Yes, sir. If it doesn't go through, there's nothing to cancel. There'll be no more charges from us.
The credit card called me and said to get a cancellation number. I need to make sure this is canceled.
Okay, I don't have a cancellation number since there's nothing that went through. I'll be glad to give you the order number, though.
Yeah, do that.
See you then, Charlie.
9-2-9-2-0-7. Okay.
1-9.
Okay.
4-9.
4-9?
Yes, sir. And then
okay.
The number 2.
2.
Yes, sir. And whoever was doing this was trying to enter a sweepstakes to possibly win a Dyson vacuum cleaner, and this app came along with it, but the charge did not go through, and there'll be no more charges from us whatsoever.
Okay, very good, because that's what I was told to tell you. Okay, yeah, fraud. Fraud, fraud,
yes,
fraud.
I'm sorry. Yes, sir. Well, thank you for calling customer service. Have a great
Alrighty.
Day, please.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye. Thanks for calling customer service.